From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The director of the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation testifies before a congressional panel and says the agency is investigating Russian interference in last year's presidential election.
I have been authorized by the Department of Justice to confirm that the FBI, as part of our counterintelligence mission, is investigating the Russian government's efforts to interfere in the 2016 presidential election. And that includes investigating the nature of any links between individuals associated with the Trump campaign and the Russian government, and whether there was any coordination between the campaign and Russia's efforts. As with any counterintelligence investigation, this will also include an assessment of whether any crimes were committed.
James Comey also said he has no information to support President Trump's accusations that former President Obama wiretapped his New York residence. The U.S. Senate is also holding its first confirmation hearing for Neil Gorsuch, the justice President Trump has picked to fill a long vacancy on the U.S. Supreme Court. The court has been one short of its nine justices since Antonin Scalia died in February of last year. Former President Obama's nominee to fill the vacancy, Judge Merrick Garland, never got a confirmation hearing by the Republican-led Senate. Syrian forces on Monday counterattacked rebels in the capital, Damascus, a day after the opposition fighters staged a surprise assault on government-held neighborhoods in the northeastern part of the city. The rebels gained over the past year had been in northwestern Syria along the border with Turkey, where opposition fighters backed by Turkey have pushed out Islamic State militants. This is VOA News. Iraqi troops have entered an area around Mosul's symbolic mosque, and while Iraqi officials say the government troops have made gains in Mosul, militants are ruthless in the fight for survival. More from VOA's Sladisa Hook.
Retaking the old city of Mosul is riddled with challenges.
It is one of the toughest areas, and in fact it is difficult, chaotic, and very tight. But our forces managed to get out of their vehicles and enter the old city.
Militants are believed to be using suicide bombers to block the advance of government troops. Military officials say fighting in a densely populated old city is extremely difficult.
The challenges are firstly how to avoid hitting civilians because they are using them as human shields. And secondly, the area is difficult because it is an ancient neighborhood and we use less heavy weapons.
Civilians are streaming out of western Mosul with meager possessions and people wounded by landmines or booby traps.
Britain announced Monday it will trigger Article 50, formally signaling the country's intention to leave the European Union on March 29th. Theresa May is the British Prime Minister.
When people voted in the referendum last year, it wasn't just about leaving the EU. I think they did vote for change. They voted for a change in the way the country works, to make sure that it works for everyone, not just a privileged few. And as part of that, we want to build, we have a plan for Britain, and part of that is about building a stronger economy.
Article 50 of the EU's treaty covers how a member can withdraw. The breakup began with last year's referendum, in which British voters narrowly chose to leave the EU. The vote appeared to be driven by anti-establishment sentiments and the feeling the EU governing structure has taken too much control away from the common British citizen. A plane carrying more than 40 people crashed in South Sudan Monday while attempting to land in bad weather. An aircraft engineer at the airport said the plane burst into flames after the crash and that only 20 people appear to have survived. Pakistan opened all border crossings with landlocked Afghanistan for travelers and trade convoys Monday, a month after closing them on grounds terrorists were using Afghan soil for plotting deadly attacks against the country. The prime minister has taken the decision as a goodwill gesture and hoped the Afghan government would take steps required to address the reasons that triggered the border closure. Heavy rainfall has triggered flooding and mudslides across Peru, killing at least 72 people and leaving tens of thousands homeless. More rainfall is in the forecast, and half the country is under a state of emergency, with the rainy season delivering about 10 times the normal rainfall. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.